And now, a man who has seen every one of Alex Gordon's landmark home runs, both of them, Seren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thanks for joining us, Kansas City. We certainly appreciate your time, energy, efforts, and participation in the program. Yes, we would like your participation today in the program. You can grab a phone line right here, 913-810-810. It's 913-810-810. You might want to put that in your phone, you know, just have it there. It's just there, ready to go, you know. That's one of the things I would recommend. Busy program today, kind of, maybe, I don't know. Rob allegedly screwed something up today. Stunner.
Yeah, that's every day, any day, all days and why.
It was just, it required Rob to make an effort. And I don't know if you know Rob, but that's just not going to happen. You're not
even extra effort, just regular effort.
Just regular effort. Minimum effort, really.
Minimum.
Could go. Now, I guess not, because I guess he made the minimum effort. Hence, we have a problem.
Yeah. If he'd made 1% more effort.
By the way, Jake, before you go, this is Jake's on the other side of the glass clearing out stuff. Is that a box of Schlotzky's in there? Is that available? Yes.
Someone's happy.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you be?
Well, leftover, like part of my lunch is a leftover that's really been left over. Like I'm treading the line.
No, that's me when I eat the bread.
Right. No, I mean, part of the lunch I brought, I'm like, this was on the grill, like single digits, you know, where today's 20 of September, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was on the grill, like, 7, 8-ish.
For a while.
Well, no, just a
while ago.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know if this is really.
You think you know.
I think I know.
But you never know.
I never really will. Well, I would know about an hour later.
Right.
I'd know if it's bad. You know, you ever had that moment? Am I the only one that tests the limits? I know Lebo's like this. He will test the bounds and limits of how long food is good.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in your fridge. And, you know, you eat it, and then you start having, like, the psychosomatic. Is my stomach grumbling? That's not good. Whoa. Do I need to go to the bathroom? No. Am I throwing up? And then, like, all of a sudden, it's, like, 7 hours later, and you're like, I guess that was okay.
I guess that was all right.
Yeah, it was all right. But, like, immediately after eating something where you're questioning. I mean, the cottage cheese said eat by the 15th. I mean, 5 days?
But what do they really know?
Sell by. That's the worst one. Sell by. Well, I mean, what do I got? Another week? Consume by. Okay, pretty definitive.
Yes.
Pretty. Sell by. I mean, that's, I don't know. I'm kind of in no man's land. Am I the only one here that will?
I'm not selling it, so that doesn't really tell me anything. How long can I wait before I actually eat it?
Is a smell test truly all you need? Doesn't reek.
That's the old
doesn't really smell like turkey.
That's the old George Carlin bit about leftovers.
Oh, did he have a bit? I guess I didn't see
it. Oh, it was fantastic. He was like, you know, honey, maybe I did. Honey, is this good? I don't know. Smell it. It has no smell whatsoever. It's good. Put it back. Somebody's saving it. It'll turn up in something. He's like, that's what frightens me, that someone will consider it a challenge.
How long?
He goes,
can I
sometimes go? You reach into the fridge and pull out something you don't recognize at all.
That yeah.
Could be meat, could be cake.
Am I the only one? I hate throwing away food. Twofold. One, I'm a fatty. Oh,
yeah, well, yeah.
Opportunity lost.
Mm-hmm.
But two, like, damn, why did I buy that then? Shirt, I might wear it twice, but I wore it twice.
Yeah.
Food doesn't get eaten. You got zero.
Mm-hmm.
You got zero. Like every time they come, oh, you want a box to take that home? And my wife or kids like, yeah, no. Like, no? Why? What? The four fries are going down the toilet. Why not? And we wonder why daddy's the fatty, right? Not really. We don't wonder. We know why.
Really wonder.
There's no wondering about it. We're going to hear from Andy Reid coming up a little bit later on here in the 11 o'clock hour. Get his thoughts about these L.A. Chargers. You know, they're quite a handful.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, allegedly. We'll hear from him in the 11 o'clock hour. Frank Bull is going to be with us in the noon. Sam McDowell will talk some soccer with us in the 1 o'clock. Does that mean Nate tomorrow?
I guess I could ask Nate.
Again, so the
minimum.
On this one, because I know we did discuss that one on Sunday or Monday, the minimum on effort, not even made on that.
No, not even made, no.
He's right there.
Oh, well, there's no way to get him now.
He's right there for the last 3 days.
So you're saying text him tomorrow? That's what I'm hearing?
Yeah. Let's see if we can lock down Nate.
Who? That sounds like a tough one.
What a get it'll be if we can lock down Nate to talk about the soccer. Sam McDowell will talk about the soccer today, though. We've got that allegedly nailed down.
Alleged.
It's alleged.
It's an important deal.
To be occurring here later on. All right, let's start with these Kansas City Royals. What are you going to do with these guys, huh? What are you going to do? Royals go out. They actually get a little starting pitching out of Ian Kennedy. 5 innings, 2 runs. Can't, you know, he gave up a homer.
He did what
course.
He does, you know.
Yeah.
He's a scorpion. Scorpion sting.
The 539 is not going to get pretty by the end of the year.
Mm-mm.
I love when, like, not long ago, he says, well, I'm not opting out. Well, of course, 3 for 49? You're not getting better than 3 for 49.
You're 4-12, 5.39 ERA.
That's, yes. I know. Thanks for confirming. And I like Ian Kennedy. And no anger. But I just thought when that came out, I'm like, really?
You talk about, you know, just the minimum. But a lot of guys don't do the minimum. He'll stand there and take the slings and arrows after the worst start there is. He's a pro.
I'm happy Ian Kennedy's going to be back because I think he'll bounce back and do a good job of pushing out. I'm not going to say 200 innings, right? Those days are probably done.
Probably.
You know, what's he coming 30, in? 143?
Yeah, he'll be 33 later this year.
God, that's awful. I didn't even realize that. I thought I was going to look down and see like 173. What's he got, 2 more starts? 3 maybe?
They got 12 games, probably 2 more most.
So he's going to end up with a little over 150 innings. That's really disappointing. And, frankly, one of the big problems for this team. The starting pitchers that they were counting on, and Dayton Moore has always said they want to get 1,000 innings out of their starting pitchers. Danny Duffy went in, look, which is maybe an antiquated number in today's go-to-the-bullpen mindset, but 1,000 innings, their starting pitchers, the number one guy, Danny Duffy, 136. It's a big problem. It's been a very disappointing year for Danny Duffy for a lot of different reasons. I mean, forget about the off-the-field stuff, just on the field. It has not been the kind of year that you thought you were going to have from Danny Duffy. Hasn't been a train wreck year. Strikeout-to-walk numbers are fine. ERA is acceptable. But got to get more starts, got to get more innings.
Yeah.
And they don't get it from him. Jason Vargas has given him 163. Jason Hamill has given him almost everything you could have wanted for, 171 innings. That's really what he was brought to Kansas City to do, and I don't think you could expect Jason Hamill to get better at the age he was. So I think Hamill actually was mission accomplished. Ian Kennedy, 143 innings. Chris Young, 30. I'm going to put that in there because he's the guy who opened as the fifth starter. And then Nate Karns hit the DL. And Nate Karns gave us a real boost. We thought, oh, boy, here we go, 45 innings out of Nate Karns. And then it's just been a hodgepodge trying to put together that fifth starter. So, look, we talk about this team, and we're now, I think, in full-blown next-year mode. And, you know, the starting pitching's going to have to be better. Do you give it nobody's expecting anything next year. Nobody's expecting postseason next year. Let me put it that way. But so what are you expecting? I am curious, and I read this off, and I'll read it again. I cooked up the 2018 Royals, what I think their 25-man roster is, right now with no additions being made to the roster. Your starting outfield is Alex Gordon, Bubba Starling, and Jorge Bonifacio. You want to put Gordon in center, and you want to get Paul Orlando in there. You want to put Jorge Soler in there, fine. But these 5 guys, I think, at some point, if Starling doesn't break with the team, at some point he's going to be counted on. Those 5 guys are going to be your core outfielders. Anybody want to argue with that part of it?
Maybe throw Billy Burns' name in there. They seem to love speed. Billy Burns does give him that. I'm not saying he's a starter, but I think he could be a guy that breaks camp with the roster. Okay. I think he'd be more likely to break camp with the roster than Bubba Starling.
Yeah, let Starling get off to a decent start and bring him up.
Get some hitting going.
I think it's time, though, and I think they got to get Starling up before he's 30 in the minor leagues. So I do think next year you're going to see him, and you're going to see him a lot. And I think he may very well be ready. He figured some things out. But that's going to be your outfield. Your infield, I think there's a reason to be a lot more optimistic. Chester Cuthbert at third, Raul Mondesi at short, Whit Merrifield at second, and Hunter Dozier at first base with Ramon Torres as your utility infielder. I'm not telling you that's going to go top whatever the Yankees are going to run out there. I'm not telling you it's going to be the best, most powerful infield ever, but you feel like it's time for Mondesi, and he finally had some minor league success. He looks like he's actually ready. Chester Cuthbert's had success before in the big leagues. Merrifield's been very successful. And Dozier, it's time. Yeah, I know the Border Patrol was talking about the other day. He's 26 years old. So I see Dozier over at first base. Sal Perez and Drew Butera, both under contract. They're your catchers. Brandon Moss is your DH. So a Moss Soler, a Moss Orlando, something along those lines is what you're looking at. Starting rotation, Danny Duffy, Ian Kennedy, Jason Hamill, Jacob Junis, Nate Karns.
Feel pretty good about that.
I mean, that's
Better than you.
There's upside there. Duffy and Karns have and Junis all have upside.
And Eric Skoglund will be kicking around as a swing guy, minor leagues, shuttle guy.
Pass.
Just saying, he's a guy.
Don't see it.
He's a roster guy.
Nope.
Fifth and sixth, okay. You want to put him into that mix? Okay.
Maybe.
Like he, all of a sudden we eliminate whatever pitch sucks and he humps up the fastball. Okay, I'd listen to a 6-7 left-hander coming out and doing something. But I don't see him in the rotation. And I don't see any depth whatsoever. There will have to be signings made to create any kind of spring training competition. Now, Skoglund they'll talk about. I won't. They you'll hear that name when we get to surprise in February, but I ain't buying it. I just don't see it. I just don't see the minor league numbers that say this guy is going to be a legitimate. Now, invent a pitch. Oh, he's throwing a splitty, and he's never thrown the splitty.
You need either.
Okay. Knuckler. Okay, I'll listen.
You need either superlative minor league numbers or surprisingly superlative major league numbers. And to this point, he doesn't have either.
No.
I mean, something would have to happen that has never happened in his life for him to be considered an option to me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14. What does the number 14 represent for the 2017 Royals?
I know that because I'm probably looking at the same thing.
And it is?
Number of pitchers they use to start at least one game this year.
14 starting pitchers. For the Kansas City Royals, 14. Well, let me put it this way. 8 or 9 starting pitchers and 5 or 6 more guys who were the first guy to throw a pitch, but they're not really starters, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like that Luke Farrell, he's not a starter. He's not a big league starter. He started a game.
Yeah. O'Neill,
but not a starter. Yeah. 14 guys have started a game for the Royals. So, look, those five... not too bad. Yep. Who are the other 9? Skoglund would be one of them. Again, not a starter, but started this year for the Royals. He'll be one of them. Okay, find me 8 more. Now, 14's a little high. But find me at least 4 more. Because 9 or 10 is on par.
Kyle Zimmer.
Plus, I hope so. I mean,
I want him to be healthy, too.
No. But unfortunately, his career is a joke. I mean, it's not anything that the fans did. I mean, he had great promise and great talent and just can't stay healthy, and it sucks, and I feel for the guy as an individual. But, he cashed the check when they signed him.
Mm-hmm.
And with cashing of that check comes great expectations. And when those expectations, for whatever reason, are not realized, a fan base is going to react, and his name elicits laughter. It's sad. It is sad when we talk about the human being.
But he'll be okay. He's going to be all right.
If you could have started your working career with $5 million in the bank.
Yeah. If you're busting your ass for crap wage today and don't cry for cows never healed.
This guy's attempted to play a child's game for 5 years and, yeah. you know, had $5 million seed money to get going. I mean, that's not the first guy I'm losing sleep over.
No.
Along those same lines, just a guy. Miguel
and by the
Amonte.
Way, you can mock me right now if I get the $5 million.
Oh, yeah.
You
sign
give me
up.
The $5 million or $6 or $7 million. Hell, you might have got more than $5 million. I'm just All coming day. Off the top of my head. Joke away.
Sign me up.
Joke away.
Yeah, Miguel Amonte's in their name. It's not the same as Kyle Zimmer, but another guy you think, okay, yeah. there's a guy that's in the organization.
But so it's clear that they're going to have to go get some more pitching, right? At least some Travis Wood-type guys mm-hmm. that could come in and give you some starts. Because I don't see it on this roster. Your relievers, Kelvin Herrera, is going to close. He's going to be set up by Brandon Maurer and Ryan Buchter, Scott Alexander, Kevin McCarthy, Joaquin Soria. Notice I've dropped him down. And Brian Flynn.
By the way, Royals fans driving off the road at that list of bullpen arms. Oh, no.
yeah.
I mean, it's what they have, but it's like, okay, Herrera, the Padre guys, this guy is like, eh. Now, if you are driving off the road at the mention of those names, I don't want to hear you talking about Ned Yost and
yeah.
bullpen moves.
Yes. Well, I mean, McCarthy was just sitting there.
Clearly should have gone to that guy.
Listen, but so that's what you're looking at. I mean, without any offseason moves. I heard the guys reading a piece Flanagan wrote where Flanagan apparently was saying they got $90 million obligated. I think they've got more than that already. They've got 85 in contracts. They've got 85 in contracts, and I think the arbitration cases are going to be more like $20 million. I think they're more like 102, 103, 104, 105 million. I think they're in the $15 to $20 million worth of arbitration cases. So that puts them at 105. Where will they take this payroll? They're going to back it up. They're going to back it up. And I know everybody is hoping, and the question I get a lot now is, which one of the free agents are they going to grab? Pass? No, would be my answer. I don't think any of them. Does anybody get a sense that they're going to get it done with Hosmer, Moustakas,
no.
Kane, Vargas? Does anybody want him to get it done with Vargas? Does anybody want him to get it done with Alcides Escobar? Hey, cannot wait for the reunion in 25. It's going to be awesome. Look forward to seeing Escobar back in town and out on the field. You know, the 2025
mm-hmm.
10-year anniversary of the 15 championship. That is going to be a good night.
Let's bring him back.
Out of Kauffman Stadium. And that's the next time I think we probably want to see Alcides Escobar. Now, if they sign him, okay, you're saying Mondesi, you want to get him off to a good start, and then Escobar is going to become your utility guy, or Witt's going to play more in the outfield. I mean, I guess I'm okay with that. You just want some depth. But you're going to sign him and play him every single game for the length of whatever contract you sign him to? I'm not on board. I'm not on board. If you're going to turn the page, turn the page. And so the Royals last night lost 5-2 in ho-hum fashion. I think the dream of 500 is dead. They've fallen four games below. That's sad. I would like this to have been the fifth consecutive year with a 500 or better record. It's not going to happen. It's going to turn out that they had three winning seasons. And let's think about this. There's no doubt winning a World Series and an additional American League pennant is always going to be smiled upon. It's always going to be one of the great moments. It's going to be the greatest two-year run in Royals history. It already is. A winning record in 13 matters. A 500 record in 16 matters. But, you know, overall, as far as your regular season success, they've fallen short, haven't they? Can we say that?
Yes.
I mean, God bless them. They're a team that if they got there, look out. But overall, aren't we going to look back and say, you know, the regular season success kind of fell short? And I think that's something that the Royals need to look at if you're Dayton Moore and say, okay, what am I building here? I think we called it pretty damn good back in 14 when we said, I don't know, you know, go to August. I'm not sure if they're going to get there. But if they get there, they're going to be hell on wheels. That's right. That is right. They were not the perfect regular season team that year. They were almost the perfect postseason team. And in 15, they absolutely were the perfect postseason team. They weren't the best regular season team. They had the one seed in the American League, but didn't somebody in the National League have a better record?
Cardinals.
Cardinals had a better record in the National League. But they were the perfect postseason team.
In fact, they had the fourth best record in baseball.
Is that what it was?
At least no more, no better than the third.
Astros almost got them, and I think that has to be remembered. But they had the right kind of team to hit for contact, fight their way back in game number four, and then they had an ace to win game number five against the Astros. And then they couldn't be stopped. They were by far better than the Toronto Blue Jays in a postseason series and immensely better than the New York Mets. At least that's what those small sample sizes tell us. And I think that's one of the things you got to look at. This year's team was put together in a more traditional sense, more of a regular season kind of team. And it failed on a lot of different levels for a number of reasons. People are going to talk about all the homers, going for homers. Yeah, you set a franchise home run record, but what did you really accomplish? People are going to talk about that. But it wasn't just their inability to go first to third or first to home. That wasn't it. They failed at the bullpen part of the equation. They failed at the starting part of the equation. They failed with the on-base part of the equation because even with the power, they didn't deliver the on-base that usually comes with the power. They certainly failed at the not striking out part of the equation. It was an across-the-board organizational failure. It was a season too far for this group. Remember the movie A Bridge Too Far? Great World War II movie about a battle plan where they wanted to take all these bridges, and they just got a little aggressive. The last group got crushed. It was one too many bridges they tried to take in the course of a big siege in World War II. Well, it ended up being a season too far, and that's something that Dayton Moore needs to take away. As we said earlier, this team is not the next time, I pray, the next time they're in contention is not going to be coming off a 30-year drought. A 29-year drought the next time they find the postseason. And the next time, presumably, hopefully, in something like 1 to 5 years from now, when the Royals are back in the playoffs, sweet spot being 3, that's where it looks like the maturity level on these players would be the level they want. The payroll figures should be able to be higher, and you get optimistic that they're going to win some games. I mean, frankly, at this point, you're not going to the postseason. Tank your way down the draft. Tank? Can we tank the rest? Let's pick up the extra money that comes with the additional draft slot spots. I mean, that needs to be thought about now.
Yeah.
Tank while cheering for Hosmer and Moose to keep putting up numbers, because the number's 50 million. What's the number for a comp pick?
50 million.
Yeah. So if the better
they are, I think
they're
there. I think they're both in the shed.
One of them definitely is. I mean, someone may be able to argue about Masaki. He's got 36 homers.
He's got 36 homers, and they know he's on a bulky knee. Now, if he needs some kind of major knee surgery, then he might not get it. But if he can get healthy, if there's some kind of cleanup that needs to be done or just more rehab and rest, he's getting it. Hosmer's getting it. Kane, I'm not so sure. But, you know, I think now you shift gears. Like to me, it's official. If you believe, like I do, that 500's gone, there's something to be had for 500. But if 500's gone, I think it's gone, then you shift gears and you begin now. And that means all young players take your losses. There is nothing to be gained from 78 wins versus 72 or 3. Not in my opinion. Nothing to be gained. So now it's time to see the youth. We'll talk about Alex Gordon. Is he fixed? We'll do that when we come back. 913-3810-810. The phone number, we're talking Royals baseball, Sporting, Chiefs, KU, Missouri, K-State. Always a topic here in the program. Grab your phone lines right now at 913-3810-810. You're in the program.